Blog Talk Radio. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Again for another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edom Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed, to the Most High for the opportunity. Yes, indeed, for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. I welcome you to the show. I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that I have for Him some very important, very, very important things for Him to do. And He told me that because of what I must do, He said that, yes, indeed, I would accrue some very powerful friends. There's some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. Most High has told me, yes, indeed He has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. That men, that men have done everything they could. Everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's no debate or question about this. Scriptures tell us in Psalms 2, it asks the question concerning these latter days. Why is it that the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? Why is it, my brothers and sisters, that since men have claimed in all their various religiosities that they teach the way of peace? Why is it, my brothers and sisters, why is it that peace is still not yet attained? And I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, men across nations have sought to divide this world, taking control of territories, even daring to believe and teach the people, whether they understand it or not, that they are actually the stewards of whatever government, religiosity, political, social, pseudo-religious, cultural, state ideal under which they are born. In fact, my brothers and sisters, men have called the land in which they are born the land of their nativity, as if to say, my brothers and sisters, there's no need to be born again. As if there's no need, my brothers and sisters, for a man to seek any orientation greater than what the rulers themselves have declared. As if the rulers themselves have the right to declare the very sole purpose. Did you hear me? As if to say, whoever was born in the land over which men have claimed authority, it's as if men have said, my brothers and sisters, they have a right, I repeat, to declare the very sole purpose of every such soul born upon a particular territory. It's as if, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has no right, since men have established their various religions, their various governments, their various kingdoms, it's as if the rulers have said that the Most High has no right to redeem the world or mankind back to Himself. My brothers and sisters, we need to ask ourselves what kind of sentiments these are. I've talked about the fact that, in fact, I've talked about it on this show many times, about how long before the birth of Messiah 2,000 years ago, there was long after the testimony of the prophets, the expectation concerning the coming of one called Shiloh. In the east, going back to the days of Noah, days of Abraham, there was the understanding of one called the Kurdi. Go back and look at your history. one some call the Ophiuchus, some call the Sehiosion, some called him the Mashiach, the Mashika, some say Messiah, the Savior, the Redeemer, the Deliverer. And all the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, speak again concerning this one that the scriptures also call by such titles as the righteous one like the rising sun, the king of the east, the son of righteousness that arises, morning star. Many prophecies, my brothers and sisters, speak of this one. His very purpose is as king of kings, Shashen Shahe is another term, or Shashen Shah. All the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, say that in order to bring forth the end, what the scriptures call the end of this Babylonish confusion, end of the times of the Gentiles, end of a multitude of nations, the scripture speaks of one before whom, the scripture said, the rivers. How about the boundary rivers, the border boundaries of the nations will dry up, in that it is written of him in Genesis 49:10, that as the one called Shiloh, the one who makes the peace, the scripture says, unto him shall the gathering of the peoples be. Did you understand what I mean, my brother and sister, when it says, unto him shall the gathering of the peoples be? Isaiah, in the 11th chapter, speaks of this same one. And what it says concerning him, my brothers and sisters, that he will expose the wicked. How about every lawless standard the men have given their allegiance to? Prove them all foolish. Prove them short of divine purpose. And the scriptures actually declare concerning him that in exposing this wickedness, this lawlessness, the pretense that men have called wise, it has not been wisdom at all. Most High told me directly. The greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving full consideration what the Most High has declared, is not wisdom at all. In fact, my brothers and sisters, not the gospel. Certainly not the word that sets you free. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the victory is attained, the knowledge that all the rulers have hid. For if the rulers feel that they all have the right to declare the very sole purpose of men, I mean S-O-U-L, purpose of men, according to the territories in which they are born, and to compel men to fight, make war against one another, according to such allegiances, after such ideals which have never been true to the fullness of all the Most High declared from the beginning. My brothers and sisters, rulers feel like they have that right. Who do they feel like they have such a right from? You really believe the Most High created man and created and set rulers over him? That men should go to war against one another, all of them cursing the holy name, denying the truth of the gospel? Not even, in fact, my brother says, not only denying the truth of the gospel, but telling folks that something is a gospel, which is not. The gospel is the reign and the rule of the one Most High. If all the nations knew that pure and perfect word that is the gospel, that offers one choice, there could be no multitude of nations. There could be no multitude of diverse kings. If you really believe that after the Holy Spirit, that these rulers have been anointed, in a multitude of denominations, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations and counting, if you really believe these rulers have been anointed to declare the one standard, by which this world shall finally be restored to the remembrance, even the redemption of that which was declared by the Most High, the will of the One. My brothers and sisters, we've talked over the last week or so about how the Apostle Shaul warned that there's only one gospel. And for those who are ready to understand it, the scripture says those who belong to the Kurdi. No, I did not use the word Christ. There's a big difference between that word Christ and the term Kurdi that would have been used by the early church, who called their faith not Christianity, but Kurdishanya. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you need to check my website, hiddengospel.com, early church origin. And show you where you can even look up in the Aramaic, what the Aramaic word for, well, like I said, what the Aramaic word was before the Greeks came with this term, Christ and Christian. My brothers and sisters, if they didn't teach you about the one the scriptures said would have to expose all the false rule of all the kings, proving it all foolish and deceptive, proving it all far short of what is necessary unto salvation, proving that what they taught, my brothers and sisters, was not the plan of redemption, and I mean in all the churches. What did I say? I said all the churches. If they didn't teach you that what the scripture said would finally be revealed, to prove all the kings, all the priests, all the pastors, rabbis, elders, imams, whatever you call them. If they didn't tell you about the one who comes to reprove them all, that men might be restored and redeemed to the conscience of the one Most High, they didn't preach to you the gospel at all. They didn't preach you, my brothers and sisters, that full, sure word from on high that in declaring what indeed is the sovereign reign of Yah, finally reveals to mankind, my brothers and sisters, again, beyond all the multitude of rulers, what is divine purpose? What is the divine purpose for each soul? What is divine purpose, my brothers and sisters, for a whole world? If they didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, that one rule and taught you a multitude of fallen standards, the scriptures actually said that what you trusted was not the praise of Yah. Messiah said, think not that he came to destroy the law of the prophets. Meaning, when he also said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, who in some way have disavowed, denied, sought to silence, perverted the teaching of the gospel, the teaching of the law of the prophets. He said, if you fall victim to any of them, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Meaning that if you are subject to any institution that will not teach you the fullness of the gospel unto the expectation in faith, in the appearing of one who reproves all the rulers, my brothers and sisters, because you trusted in those who never taught you these things, you were never taught the gospel, and you were in bondage, my brothers and sisters, in bondage to those who hid this truth from you. The scripture says the one that would teach these things in Isaiah 49 would be hated of men, hated by all the kings. The scriptures speak about him in Isaiah, well, how about Psalm 118? Scripture says, the stone which the builders rejected, the one of sure foundation which the builders of your churches and your governments, the one whom they have rejected, the one they refuse to hear even, will become the chief stone of the corner. And the day in which he is understood, in which his peace shall come, that day, the scripture says, is a marvelous, a wondrous thing. Something that has been above and beyond men's easy imagining. Something that has to come by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's a marvelous thing. And I say, in a day that he shall restore all things, even the scriptures say in some texts, he shall bind together our festival processions, the holy days of the Most High, like an unbroken chain. That men continue to grow in the knowledge of the Most High, ever seeking the perfect will of Yah. If they didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, that the Messiah will sanction none of the standards this earth now holds as completely viable, they didn't teach you the gospel. Do I need to repeat that? If they did not teach you that the Messiah will find none of the standards of this present earth in this day as viable, and they didn't teach you that he will count them all in so many ways as fallen short of his glory, if they didn't teach you that the reason why Messiah comes is because Isaiah 41 says, Most High looked and he saw no one preaching the gospel. Isaiah 59 says he saw no one as an intercessor. Well, it looked like we had a little bit of a problem with the Skype connection tonight. Apparently. Ah, we're back in. Okay. It appears we had a little problem with the Skype connection tonight. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter, and I thank you for your patience. Truth of the matter, no question about it, that if the rulers did not tell you to expect one whose title deservedly is King of Kings, and that he will reprove all the kings for having not taught the fullness of the gospel, not taught fully what is the rule of the Holy Kingdom, if they didn't teach you, my brothers and sisters, to expect more, expect a standard, my brothers and sisters, greater than that of your rulers, as Messiah said, your righteousness must exceed that of your rulers, else you should not enter the kingdom of Yah, then quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, they never taught you indeed the truth of the gospel. There's a lot that needs to be said about this. And it appears we're having a little bit of difficulty. I said a little bit of difficulty with the show tonight, with the Skype connection to Blog Talk. But I'm just going to say these things, therefore, then, before we have, okay, hopefully we don't have any more technical difficulties. But I'm praying the Most High to help men understand the magnitude of that which I am now speaking, that quite frankly agrees with all the prophets have said. The Messiah must come in the latter days because the whole world has fallen short of the glory, meaning the standards that men have trusted have not been sufficient. That is what is written again in Isaiah 59. You can read about 59, 8 through 16. You can read 41, 21 through about 42, 4 Isaiah. How about 42, 20 to 43, 15 Isaiah? All these scriptures relate that man in the last days will be found far short of discerning what indeed is the glory of Yah. Psalm 14 says it. Psalms 53 says it. Many prophecies, my brothers and sisters, say the reason why Messiah comes is because there's a need to remember what indeed is the ancient hope of the gospel, the hope of the one who will reprove all the kings and rulers that men might discern again beyond all these many rulers, what indeed from the beginning, before all these nations and false rulers came to be, that men might discern what from the beginning has always been the mutual divine purpose. Purpose that has never deviated. And I find it sad that every time men came up with another nation or denomination, they claim to have a new covenant. The truth of the matter, brothers and sisters, scriptures don't talk about a new covenant as much as they actually speak about the remembrance of a covenant that men have forgotten. The translators have greatly erred if they did not speak to you about the idea that you don't have a covenant in forgetfulness. The Holy Spirit, the scripture says, seeks to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. Hey, my brothers and sisters, even seeks to teach and remind mankind regarding all the truth. Well, I can only tell you that thousands of years before the birth of Messiah, there existed the hope of the one called Shiloh, Genesis 49:10. There exists the hope, my brothers and sisters, the one who will reprove all the kings, Numbers 24:14-19. Revelation 19:11-21 speaks to the same, about the one who will reprove all the nations and rulers. So much other prophecy, my brothers and sisters, speaks about this. You can find it on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin. If the rulers didn't tell you that expectation, they have ensnared your minds not to look beyond them. And the scripture says, at Psalms 14, Psalm 53, Most High looked and he saw no one who understood how much they needed to seek Yah. Why? Because the rulers have flattered the people to think that what they had under these various rulers was sufficient. Most High's promise, one by which, one chosen one, by which all the various standards of all these rulers will be counted foolish and deceptive, far short of what is necessary unto salvation. Far short of what is necessary, my brothers and sisters, in the context of revealing divine purpose. Man, not knowing his purpose, my brothers and sisters, has not found what is worthy unto preservation. Man, deceived against what is divine purpose, is predisposed, my brothers and sisters, to argue when the Most High seeks to tell you the truth. And my brothers and sisters, no one will be ratified and confirmed true unto the Most High. But those who attain the victory in discerning the truth, the rulers would never tell. For there is a truth, my brothers and sisters, an exceeding rule and reign of the Most High, that the scriptures say in advance that the rulers would never tell, lest they expose themselves as treacherous against the sovereign, holy one. Lest they be proven obstacles against the people discerning the sovereign rule of the Holy One. But again, no one has the right to rule but through the authority of Yah. No one has the right to enslave a mind after any standard less than that which the Most High decreed. For man to be subject to any conscience less than what the Most High would liberate men to agree upon. What will my brothers and sisters would leave the people subject to such vanity? Leave the world confused, in bondage, and in tribulation. Trusting in injustice, preferring unrighteousness, my brothers and sisters, will never be the salvation of man. The gospel went forth to the nations, that men might be redeemed, and in that the nations, well, that they are divided today shows evidence that what men have taught has not been the gospel. You wouldn't have all the divisions, my brothers and sisters, if all the world knew the one way of Yah. Meaning that what men have been taught is not the reign of the one kingdom. Or else, if all were true to that one kingdom, all the nations would be one. The divisions of the nations would be no more. The division of the nations, my brothers and sisters, is evidence there has been a rebellion. Evidence, my brothers and sisters, that men have despised the pure and perfect truth. Evidence that men have been hasty in their conclusions, calling themselves wise. When in fact, my brothers and sisters, they still harbor much of the obstacles and partiality and pollutions which have kept men from coming to perfect agreement. Most High, in the scriptures, it talks about how Abraham believed Yah, how Abraham was taught the gospel, and that those who believed, even as Abraham believed, seeking the perfect word of Yah, the scripture says, would be blessed, saved, made one. Purity and completion offers one choice. It's not a pure and clean and complete word, my brothers and sisters, we see among some 45,000 denominations today, making it evident why the world has not found yet that perfect blessing the Most High spoke of. The Apostle Shaul, they call Paul, said there's only one gospel. Only one gospel of peace. There's only one sovereign rule of the Most High, my brothers and sisters. One consummate, complete mutual rule. Messiah said that he did not come or will not come to destroy in any way the law of the prophets, to disavow or abolish any part of the law of the prophets. Meaning if you're subject to someone who will or would or has, that one is not subject to him. The Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, does not anoint men to preach lies. He does not anoint men to preach half-truths. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, teaches the victory. Attaining of the truth beyond all the rulers, that you might be subject to Yah himself. 1 Corinthians, Apostle Shaul even himself said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. For he said, my judge is the Lord. Even the Messiah. And he went on to say that in the day when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things the men have not considered, then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Because while men continue to worship after standards, wherein the truth is hid, standards, one brother and sister, wherein the truth, men are predisposed to deny it. Standards way in, my brothers and sisters, men are fatally flattered. Wherever men, my brothers and sisters, have trusted in the rule of those who deny the greater truth of the Most High, men are in bondage, my brothers and sisters, to somebody's lie. To this very day, rulers have lied, saying Yah has granted them somehow a divine right to rule over his people. After multitude of diverse contentions, imaginations that have only wrought warfare, competition, ruthless, selfish ambition. None of these various ruling standards that men have said they're willing to give their lives for. In other words, get my point. Men have sworn allegiance, my brothers and sisters, to give their lives to rulerships after rulerships and ruling standards, which were never the gospel. Brothers and sisters, it wasn't the gospel. Men can give their lives to it, but it would not be under life. When Yah declares a sovereign Savior King, according to all the prophets, woe to them too prideful to hear and discern to obey his chosen. Most High is going to show a whole world that the standards that men now uphold are far from his purpose. And only those who are willing to repent and return to the knowledge of his purpose when he reveals it will have an opportunity unto life. Yet because, especially in the West, men have not known this ancient prophecy, this blessed expectation, many just simply say, I haven't heard anything about that. And who resist that faith, the scripture says, shall perish. Human purpose is not decreed after the designs of robber kings who have subdivided the earth according to irreverent and ignorant self-will, presumptuous, selfish imaginations, misguidance, my brothers and sisters, after those who would never seek or tell the truth. No man has power to restore himself unto the gospel purpose, yet to at last discern what is divine purpose beyond all the rulers, that beyond the division of the rulers, to discern what is divine purpose, the will of the one beyond all the rulers, who divide the masses unto something that can never be peace, to discern that exceeding truth, it shows all the rulers to be foolish and not wise. That is the gospel victory, for it declares indeed what is the reign, the rule of the Most High. How beautiful over all the mountains and kingdoms is the feet, dominion of him who publishes glad tidings, who publishes peace, who publishes the one rule that is above all the nations, that says unto Zion, Ah, Yah reigns. It's rather obvious, since we don't see the kingdom of Yah on earth, that what men have exalted has been a farce. Not knowing the righteousness of Yah, not knowing to expect the coming of the righteous one that is prophesied, not to know the blessed promise that comes only in seeking the perfect will of Yah, not knowing to seek the promise of the righteous one whom Messiah, Yeshua, said he is, not discerning all the prophets, what all the prophets have said concerning him and how this world shall be redeemed, not having known that path which Scripture says few are they who find it. Men have sworn by the holy name, but only in vain. They have sworn by the holy name, not in truth nor in righteousness. But brothers and sisters, the Most High is truth. The Most High is righteousness. To swear by his name, not in truth nor in righteousness, is to swear by his name in vain, or after the presumptuousness of man, man swearing a false oath, man exalting pretenses and presumptuousness that could only disqualify. And never, my brothers and sisters, declare any man faithful unto Yah. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. Shall men be faithful then, my brothers and sisters, in their call upon his name when they have not heard from him? Can you truly be called a servant of Yah if you've not heard his instructions? How do you know, my brothers and sisters, those who teach you are not teaching you sufficiently? How do you know if they're teaching you enough? How do you know if what they're teaching you has not been polluted in any way? How do you know if everything they teach you is true? Scripture says Messiah is going to come. He'll make crooked places straight. Low places shall be exalted. In other words, wherever the path is crooked and men have been slid, he's going to set things straight. Wherever men have set obstacles, high places, you make them low. Wherever men, my brothers and sisters, set pits for men to fall in, things will be made level. Scripture says, I, Elias, shall see the How about the invariant word, the invariant glorious word, the gospel of the Most High? And if they taught you that any of these errant paths were the gospel, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says, let them be accursed. The problem is that men have actually believed, in spite of what the Scripture said, they've actually believed that they were sufficient unto themselves, hastily drawing conclusion before the time because, hey, that's what appeases your rulers. Scripture says that all of them will be reproved. But they find, let's just put it like this, they find favor upon the rulers do. Those who applaud them in their failings, in their lies, shall the Most High be pleased, my brothers and sisters, to those who would exalt themselves, who exalt preach for higher doctrines, even if it means that some believe in the lie are left to fail forever. Shall the Most High be pleased with this, that men have sold out on his name, abused many people by the misteaching of his name, his truth, his gospel? Scripture says the rulers, my brothers and sisters, who took people in chains with these false doctrines, in bondage with these false doctrines, will be taken in chains, and after many days they shall be punished. But in the meantime, I see a lot of humiliation, Scripture says, is in store for such as these. In fact, Scripture says he will destroy the temple of the Most High those who have done this, who have dissuaded the peoples. Not doing the righteousness of Yah, the Scripture says. Or let's just say, having the law, but not expecting the righteous one by which all shall be reproved, by which all will have an opportunity then unto salvation, who are willing to hear. Men have sought to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of Yah. All this is in Romans 9 and 10. And for those who believe, my brothers and sisters, the one called the Kurdi is the end of men's trust in all these varying ideals. For those who will believe him. And if men refuse to believe him, and yet continue to trust in false doctrines that the Messiah would reprove, men are in bondage, my brothers and sisters, to those who have lied. And he said the remnant of Israel will speak no lies and do no iniquity. They will have none to harm, none to dissuade them. My brothers and sisters, meaning that if you're trusting in any rulers who will dissuade you against the truth of the gospel and the truth of the expectation, if you in bondage to any of them in any way, you perish with those, my brothers and sisters, who are also found unbelievers. Blessed are the day, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High touches to show the reality. A lot to speak about here, my brothers and sisters. I've talked to you about the idea that in the East there was the expectation of one called the Kurdi, one for whom the ancient empire that was called Kurdistan, the Medo-Persian Empire, was named. I'll tell you that the wise men that came from the East came because they were looking for that one called the Kurdi. They knew that he would return, and some knew that he would return as a sacrificial offering for the sins of man, to show men to look beyond the rulers who crucified him. But the Scripture says in the last days he will come to deliver the people from all the Babylon, and that is the controversy of the nations, for he shall declare the rule of the Most High. But not knowing to expect this righteous one, Scripture speak out about in Isaiah 40:27-41:4. Not knowing to expect that one who will reprove all the kings, who Malachi said in the third chapter would reprove all the priests. Men have trusted in illusions, my brothers and sisters. Trusted in a false gospel that only been to preserve the curses, the divisions of mankind, and have not compelled men to seek Yah sufficiently. Not knowing the righteousness of Yah, men have sworn by the holy name in vain after partialities and called themselves wise. after most of the world of contentions, directly opposed against. Think about it. People actually say they received the Holy Spirit unto completion, trusting in those whose doctrines are directly opposed to the full awakening of the human soul. I find it amazing that some people, not realizing what kind of a man Constantine the Great was, one who despised the gospel the Most High gave Israel in favor of what he called Pax Romana, seeking to destroy what in the East for thousands of years had been the hope of the Messiah, seeking to destroy, my brothers and sisters, the hope of who Messiah said he is, and he said he's the written offspring of David, the mighty bright morning star. Men have not understood that Rome hated the gospel of the Kurdee. So they come up with something else for brothers and sisters teaching a global compromise. Something that sanctioned all the various kings, kings and rulers of the nations. Hey, it kept people from looking for an absolute, so they knew there would be a steady, if you will, attrition. Divide and conquer tactics. They sought, my brothers and sisters, to divide the people of the East, splitting, ultimately, well, the adversary did this. It's all part of his plan. To keep a lot of Jews from knowing the truth, that they might convert to become, let's just say, true Kurdishani, and that they trusted in the one who, well, quite frankly, Zechariah talked about the one called the branch, sunrise. Word means branch, it also means sunrise. One who would sit upon the throne of David, as king and priest. One who would rebuild unto the Most High a sure temple. That was a post-exilic prophet, my brothers and sisters, long after the reign of the one called the Kurdee. Malachi talks about the one called the Son of Righteousness who arises, again, well after the coming of the Kurdee. And what is often prophesied in the latter days is his return. Revelation says, talks about the drying up the rivers, proving foolish to the various rulers of the nations, that the way of the King of the East, Messiah is called the King of the East. Yeshua called himself angel from the rising sun. Rising sun is East, morning star. Morning star rises in the East. He says, behold, I come. Western polytheists and their corrupt agendas never desired that people would understand this. And if they have not taught these things, I will simply say this. If they have not taught these things, they didn't teach the expectation. They didn't teach the expectation. They didn't teach the faith. They didn't teach the faith, my brothers and sisters. They didn't teach the gospel. If the gospel were here, many are misled, in fact, in bondage. Again, Scripture says the Holy Spirit is upon me to preach good tidings. How about the whole word to the meek? Didn't say to those prideful that they would understand it. To release the captives. Oh, that means to deliver men from bondage. Bondage from those who would never tell you the whole truth. To bind up the brokenhearted. To bind up those whose allegiances have been scattered. Say even my brothers and sisters finally what is the acceptable year of the one most high. Why didn't they tell you, my brothers and sisters, that that time is one in which all the various rulers and their differences would be reproved so men would understand the will of one? Only they who have discerned to seek the righteous one that was prophesied, the chosen one who was prophesied, the one called the Kurdee, have known the hope of salvation. Scripture says salvation, being counted worthy to be preserved, is not after works, designs, thoughts, and deeds, conceits, lest any man should boast. In other words, it's not after the thoughts of men. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, is after the revealed will of Yah. Salvation, my brothers and sisters, is not after the conceits that Paul warned against. He told the Gentiles, I'm desirous you should know this mystery, that you not consider yourself wise in your own conceit. Brothers and sisters, do men actually think they are wise, that their thoughts have not been unto the thoughts of the Most High? Men think they are saved, my brothers and sisters, their thoughts or after the imaginings of men and the devil. My brothers and sisters, it's time to see the truth. The salvation and preservation of man is not after the vice of will that concedes, not after the will of the flesh, lest any man in his carnality should boast. Scripture says, if there's strife and divisions among us, we are still functioning carnally. Carnal mind cannot appease Yah. Without faith, it's not possible to please Yah. Without, what is, let's just say this way to you. There's one scripture that says, remove the deceits from your midst. That's not faith. In other words, get my point, deceits are not faith. He says, remove the deceit from your midst. He said, your life will go forth speedily. He did not say remove faith in what Yah said. Then remove deceits. Move the thoughts of another from your midst. In Isaiah 58. And he said your light will go forth speedily. Isaiah 57 just got through before that. Talk about how even the people of Yah have been scattered among the Gentile nations. Have been subject to those, my brothers and sisters, who could never offer the kingdom of Yah. Who could only dissuade the people, distract the people, blind the people, hold them in bondage. Trusting in confusion that could never be and never was the love of a divine absolute. Salvation and preservation of man, my brothers and sisters, is not after what seems wise to men, but after revelation direct from Yah. The revelation revolution is coming. Don't be fooled by a few misplaced vows. Man must become the workmanship of Yah unto the good works which Yah has foreordained. I said, even after the good works which Yah from the beginning has foreordained unto the purpose of which he created all things. He did not create this world, my brothers and sisters, to be subject to the vanity or the contradictions of man. If you add a plus one and a negative one, you get nothing. He did not create this world for men to countermand his commands. He did not create this world for men to call themselves rulers, causing men to kill off one another. He created the world, my brothers and sisters, that men might function after his spirit, as his servants, but all after a mutual cause, sense of cooperation, might give glory to the majesty that he is. Beyond all the rulers, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit reveals what in Hebrew is called to the bar, the word, the promise, even the purpose of Yah as he has conceived it and foreordained it from the beginning. Look up that Hebrew word, debar. I mean, just some of you might have access to a Bible program or Strong's Concordance. Just look up, type in the word word and look at the definitions. You will find their promise. You will find their purpose. You'll find their decree. You'll find their charge or commission. You'll find their command. You'll find more than words, my brothers and sisters, but the thoughts. And if man's testimony is not true to the thoughts of the Most High, to know what is said and not know why it is said is to greatly err. If somebody misinterprets your words and your command, have they followed you? If they presumed and didn't ask you to be sure, what is your command? Have they not slandered your words or your thoughts? I can thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that I know when he really communicates, it is pure thought transmission. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who hearing a word from Yah know they just must ask him to hear it even all the more clearer. The victory, my brothers and sisters, is in attaining in all beyond all the many rulers, the knowledge of divine purpose, the truth of the gospel. With the rulers, the scripture said in advance, will never tell. Let the people discern that they are all in bondage under the marks, the false orientations, illusions, damning obstacles, seeming wise according to the Gentiles. And in other words, my brothers and sisters, Gentile nations were called. In fact, the Hebrew word for Gentiles is goyim. It means troop of animals, beasts, who never reason as one. My brothers and sisters, the victory is in turn attaining the truth that those who were not fully reasoned after the perfect will of Yah. Even though Messiah said, walk after the Most High, be perfect even as he is perfect. Nations, my brothers and sisters, are those who would not seek the perfect will of Yah and have robbed the whole world of the blessing. Beyond all the rulers, like I said, the scripture relates the bar. From in the beginning, Most High declared his purpose, and that purpose that is in harmony with him. And that purpose is eternal. Whoever will not hearken to that word, my brothers and sisters, think about what the scripture says. That word that declares what is divine purpose, declares what men must seek after, what men must do, what men must come true to be saved, to be preserved. Well, we're not hearkening to this word, my brothers and sisters, this cumulative word spoken by all the prophets, scripture said, we cut off from the inheritance of the people. It's time to understand that either we discern purpose or we have not life. He says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The knowledge of what is divine purpose from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, that is life. Without it, man cannot be firm, confirmed, is true to Yah. It's time that we understand and tell the truth. It's time that we understand, my brothers and sisters, and shine forth in that light, for no one who understands these things can be silent concerning them. And anyone who can be silent concerning these things, my brothers and sisters, will never be found worthy to be called the children of light, because being silent would even with the children of darkness, don't they also do the same? Think about it. Men must overcome, must exceed the false law, the broken standards of men. In other words, think about it. When you break the law of the Most High, you don't have order anymore. Well, it's man seeking to uphold his fallen standards and his pride that maintain the unrest. Man must overcome then the flaw, the false law, the false rule, the fallen rule. Look at the word fallen, foolish, same. Men must overcome every standard falling short of the glory of Yah. They must overcome, my brothers and sisters, the bondage that men have had after the precepts, let's just say after the blindness of men, lest men be found slaves to the pretentious, ungodly, and unrighteous men forever. In the beginning was the purpose is with Yah, unto Yah, and Yah declared that purpose, and that purpose is eternal. And the knowledge of the purpose of life is the light of man, even the hope of exceeding all the blinding darkness. Scripture says concerning, again, this one called Shiloh, unto him shall the gathering of the people be, meaning he must expose wherever it is that men have taught falsehood against divine purpose, that all know that the only hope of survival is coming to him and his testimony. Again, the meaning of the scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave the only begotten Son, whoever believes in him might not perish. And those who do not believe, Habba did not believe the truth, did not believe the purpose, did not believe this is restoration of what was from the beginning. The scripture says concerning them, whoever does not believe is already condemned, but they have not begun, they haven't believed in the, how about this, name, purpose, the declaration, the promise, the revealed will, the gospel of the only begotten Son. There's only one word, my brothers and sisters, that declares peace to all the nations. Only one word that overcomes all the nations. One word, consummate word, that declares the gospel, or declares the reign of the holy kingdom. If they taught you another rule among your 45,000 denominations, they taught you a curse. If they taught you another rule among your 280 counting nations, they taught you a curse. Scripture says they will wait for the Most High. How about even wait for the Savior? They shall renew their strength. They shall see beyond all the rulers, because they shall discern the one who reproves them all. That's what's written in Isaiah 41:21. How about 41:21 to 42:4, 40:27 through 41:4. Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6. All these scriptures say that he must prove foolish the wisdom of the wise, that men might be delivered from those whose lies they have trusted. A lot of fatal flatteries out there, my brothers and sisters, causing men to believe in pretense, But none of those pretenses is a false doctrine. That's proven any man's staple. People say you're scattered among the nations, believing a pack of lies. Hey, or not knowing what wisdom is, you need to ask Yah. Even if you think you do know what wisdom is, you still need to ask Yah. But the Most High told me that wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. And if the rulers can't teach it, guess who you need to ask? Scripture says him. For the double-minded man, the man who is left unstable, and Scripture said, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. You must discern, Scripture said in Ephesians 6, what the acceptable will of Yah is. Man knows nothing of what is mutual love, trust, and cooperation unto divine purpose without a law. And that's the reason why Isaiah 42:4 says, the isles, how about the nations who were lawless, who didn't know this gospel, shall wait for, seek after his law. How about his gospel? How about the revelation of what is divine purpose for man? Well, brothers and sisters, dare a man say that refusing to hear the Most High, that he shall still yet be counted worthy to survive? How about Isaiah 30? What are those who take counsel but not from Yah? Who offer offerings but not of his spirit? Scripture said in advance, this worship is in vain, and it should be to men's confusion. And the scripture says, because men have acted as false sons, refusing to hear the law of the Most High, the instruction of the Most High. Hey, what the Most High has declared his purpose, preferring their rulers. Scripture says, this great iniquity shall be like a high wall whose breaking comes suddenly at an instant. And there shall not be found, it shall be like the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken without pity. My brothers and sisters, why? Because as long as the lie is preserved, men are being destroyed. It says, like a high wall whose breaking comes suddenly at an instant, unexpectedly. My brothers and sisters, even that at the end of it, this breaking, there should not even be a piece big enough to take water from the cistern. Meaning, brothers and sisters, what will not preserve and maintain what is holy shall be destroyed in this corruption. What are those, my brothers and sisters, who acted like unclean potsherds, broken, worthless, unable to perform purpose unto the Most High, but yet daring to argue and saying that they command the Most High? You need to read Psalm, how about Isaiah 45, and understand these things, my brothers and sisters. The Messiah will come to prove all this pretense to be foolish. And if only those who are willing to believe him, realizing that what they have been taught has been foolishness, but have the hope of redemption. Who will understand what it means when he says he comes to prove foolish and the wise, the wisdom of the wise? The kings shall shut their mouths because of him, and that which the people have not considered, finally they shall intelligently consider. Isaiah 4:52-53:1. Explains all these things. The brutish man, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, however, will not understand these things. They will not understand the thoughts of Yah are very, very deep. And because they presume themselves wise enough in and of themselves, my brothers and sisters, they remain blind. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scriptures mean? That you should watch out for these rulers who compelled your hearts after flatterers, flattery being a faith killer. That compelled men not to realize the need to truly believe. Can you say you believe in Yah as a redeemer, one who makes you whole if you believe you're already complete? Psalm 92:6, the brutish man knoweth not, neither does a fool understand this. That the Most High, how great are his works, his thoughts, his machinations of his mind and heart. They will not understand just how much more deep than the thoughts of men are the thoughts of the one Most High. And men refusing to accept this, my brothers and sisters, can never praise or worship him. Blessed are they, however, my brothers and sisters, who will awaken. I tell you, the one whom the Most High said he called by his very name, surname, or world, has not known. This one reproves all the kings and rulers, that mankind recognizing the partialities they've been taught might find at last discern what is divine purpose and be healed unto having again true purpose. At the very best, man only knows what he imagines is sufficient to please Yah. At his very best, man walking in the flesh still refuses the inspiration, true inspiration of the Most High, and does not discern it. Yet again, this knowledge that I speak of again is not of men. The very purpose of the sending of Shiloh, the Kurdi, the Shashan Shah, the King of Kings, is that a world that would Most High would make his beloved, it would be restored in redemption, the knowledge of divine purpose, that men, discerning again what is purpose, might not perish in their uselessness. But my brothers and sisters, a man convinced against the truth of Yah can never be participant in the peace. Man greatly deceived is just simply a man greatly deceived. Truth is what it is. If you believe it to be called wise, or you don't believe it, you can call foolish. This world is a thing, my brothers and sisters, the Most High created. Wonderfully made did he make it. Yah did not make it in vain. Meaning he did not make it for men to go against his command to destroy it. Who will understand it in this time? This is that time. How is it the nations rage and people imagine vain things because they have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointing? His anointed and his anointed, which restores the mind, the knowledge of divine purpose. For in the day when wrath shall prove, I said divine, in the day when divine wrath shall prove to all men that they have not known purpose, that they've only known what their rulers have taught, that the people be robbed far from instruction. The day when the wrath of Yah upon all humanity shall prove this point, men will know to seek Yah then for all that he is. They will know then how much more they have needed to seek the Most High the whole time, beyond the flattery of those who have murdered so many with their tongues. For it shall in that day be a terror, but also a blessing, that men shall fully understand divine report. So discerning that what they have believed and done was insufficient, not worthy to be called a true oath of the holy name. Can you call truthfully upon him whose doctrine you never heard? You can only slander, my brothers and sisters, such a one in your imaginings. Blessed are they who the Most High grants discipline from him if they call upon his name in truth. For indeed, all, even all nations, which would not submit to the purpose of Yah, as revealed to the one called Shiloh, the Kurdi, the Savior, Messiah, the one unto whom all must be drawn, the one who would gather all the nations, the one unto whom the gathering of the people shall be, if they prove themselves wiser than the folly. We will not hearken to him, the scripture says, shall be cut off. Like I said, very much like what it said, 3:14, 3:24, John. Whoever did not believe is already condemned. Whoever not believe, my brothers and sisters, unto what the Most High will instruct his people that they attain the purpose, that they know how to serve him, will be cut off from the reward that is given by him who rewards these men as his work shall be, as to whether or not they are true to divine purpose or not. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who hear him and understanding the purpose of Yah, the plan of Yah, the covenant of Yah, commandments of Yah, eternal, that they seek the fullness of his will, to know much more than just simply what is said, but to know why it is. That is the gift of him, my brothers and sisters, who's called the word of Yah, the thoughts of Yah, one who reveals the purpose of Yah. And men no longer take the scriptures and twist them out of context. For a day comes, my brothers and sisters, when the one called the word of Yah will become a reality before men's eyes. and he'd be much more than words on a printed page that men can misinterpret according to their own ideals. He'd become a personality, to declare the doctrine. I said he would become a personality, which would declare a doctrine. Consider it of all that the prophets have said. And only they, my brothers and sisters, who in that day are true to that word, will be confirmed, found worthy of the seal of his salvation and protection. But when the wrath falls upon the whole world, my brothers and sisters, whoever does not have that seal, seal the living God. Hey, like, you know, signing a contract. Most of us do not sign a contract that he does not agree with. Whoever does not have the seal of approval, that what is in their minds and hearts is true unto Yah, will face the wrath that is upon those who do not believe. Either man's works, thoughts, deeds, the vices after which, you know, the vices which control his opinions and bias, is found true to the household of faith. Comprehending with all the saints was the height, depth, and breadth, understanding one faith, one baptism, one salvation, one pure, perfect truth, one gospel. Either man's works are true to all this. Truth was the holy covenant promise, purpose. Concerning the deliverance that must be revealed out of Zion. Remember what Apostle Shaul said in Romans 11:25? Some desires, my brethren, you should know this mystery. So blindness has in part befallen Israel until the time of the Gentiles comes to an end. And then all Israel shall be saved when the deliverer comes out of Zion. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, that whoever will not teach that gospel, they will reprove all the nations. Because the reason why Israel is blind today is because Israel has been scattered among Gentiles. Read Isaiah 57. Who will not understand that one comes to teach beyond all the rulers, and men might become wise. Who will not understand this, my brothers and sisters, has never understood the gospel. Either man's works, beliefs, thoughts, and deeds will be found true to the household of faith, true to all the Most High declared, else that soul that prefers lies, 2 Thessalonians, that soul which prefers the intrusions of men, the intrusions of the principalities and powers, will perish. Yah, again, say again, so loved the world. He would say he gave his only begotten Son, that men may at last know again the purpose beyond vain bondage to men. Men might be free. But the scripture says this is also the condemnation of the world, that men have loved darkness more than light. The truth came, but men despise it. And that's why the world is divided to this day, and division is against divine conscience can never give glory to him. Who will understand these divisions? Did not teach you concerning the one who comes to heal. It was never the gospel. It's not possible to serve Yah without the knowledge of this lawful purpose and command. Without the gospel, the world is lost in bondage, contention, having no knowledge of the way that it was prophesied long ago, few shall find. The true knowledge of this gospel of salvation purpose is not of the governments and churches. It is the gift of Yah. What did I tell you? Rome despised the hope of the healer. Rome's agenda was to preserve all the ways of all the false gods that false rulers that worshipped among the Gentiles, seeking that the Most High's name ultimately at some point become a cover for the entire heathenous ungodly pantheon that Romans worship. That's why you see Easter, Christmas, and Sunday in your churches today. That's why you see people, even among those who say they keep the feast of Yah, men have not discerned the need to keep the whole word, and they have not kept these things in remembrance to seek the whole word of brothers and sisters. Men have been in bondage to those who hide the truth, have left men insufficient to be sealed as wise. Messiah says your rights must see the leaders, your leaders who deny any part of the law of the prophets, else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. Have men refused to believe this? Scripture declares the name of the Most High as he is the one who will prove himself to be. It's mighty pretentious, my brothers and sisters, and presumptuous, and even arrogant to believe the men have been saved from those who hear the truth by trusting those who continue to lie and hide the truth. Your salvation is from those who blind you. not unto them. Them who believe, dear my brother and sister, the Kurdi is the righteous purpose and power of Yah revealed. They are the ones who, seeking Yah constantly, receiving, seeing the end to the bondage, even the end to their bondage, to every foolish way. This is the promise of Yah. And those who have not known the gospel of the Kurdi, I did not say the Christ, I said the Kurdi. Because like I said, what did Rome do? They just created a concept of a savior who compromises after all the ideals of Rome, despising what was the ancient hope, despising what all the prophets said, despising what all the apostles said, despising what the Messiah said concerning himself, despising what was the hope of all the saints, and that all the saints knew that the Most High was sent a chosen one to expose all the lies of a whole world, kings and priests and people, whatever it is, that they have been compelled to believe a lie. They didn't teach us that, my brothers and sisters. They taught men to be prideful. Scripture says, woe to those who think they're already perfect. Woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who have been blinded and known it not. Read Isaiah 42:20-43:15. But the Most High says in the last days, he's still going to wake up his people. That's his promise. He says, what are those who think that the doctrines they have before the time are peace with him? Messiah comes to declare again that peace. He says, we come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. There's no peace to the lawless, no peace to those who will not hearken to these things. Listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from afar. In fact, my brothers and sisters, even to rebuke nations afar off. He said, from the body of his mother, as he made mention of his name, and the Most High has concealed him. This is the one who redeems Israel and brings Israel back from all the conceits, misconceits of the nations where the gospel was resisted. This is the one, my brothers and sisters, who brings Israel back from all the nations. And while Israel is being brought back from the confusion of the nations, this is also, my brothers and sisters, who in that Yah will bring back his people in the sight of all the nations, he will also prove what has been the folly of all the nations, who will understand it in this time. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who the Most High grants to comprehend where before Yah is actually the inevitable. Scriptures did not declare, my brothers and sisters, that the kings who support their podiums and the priests who support their pulpits didn't say they were going to teach you the gospel of the kingdom. Scripture said in the last days we found that only Yah could do so. In fact, I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, since Rome resisted the gospel some, 1700 years ago? And established a false church. Institution will never bring you out of the darkness. Always leave you far from the light. As Rome destroyed Jerusalem, 70 A.D. Scripture says there'll be a rise of false prophets, false messengers, teaching false messages. And Scripture didn't say Messiah will come at that time. He said the appointed time was still long to come. How many of my brothers and sisters have not known to seek the scriptures to discern that what they are being taught now is the word of false prophets? They wouldn't teach you these words. They denied the hope. They denied the expectation. They denied the faith. They denied you the chance of salvation. If the nations have not known the thoughts, of Yah beyond the unrighteousness of men, under whom have men been in bondage and in servitude, Men, therefore, my brothers and sisters, must exceed this bondage under the marks of the beastly nations to refuse to reason. What the scripture says, Messiah will call forth his people. Come, let us reason together, that is not after the rule of the kings. Whoever will hearken will eat of the good of the land. Whoever will not will be cut off by the sword, for the mouth of the Most High himself has proclaimed and decreed it. For men will realize soon that since the world has not functioned according to divine purpose, men will finally understand that those driven first to physically survive, willing to compromise the will of Yah, who have set priorities, more after physical existence than the hope of the gospel, men will find out that whoever would do this would not find the kingdom more important, even their own souls will not survive. What did Messiah say? Knowing the great persecution of this age, knowing the great persecution that befell the saints in the first centuries, Christians were fed to lions, be all manner of wild beasts, torn apart, impaled upon stakes, all because they sought to uphold the truth of what was already in the East for thousands of years. What did Messiah say? Even as it leads up to these times, Scripture says, whoever will turn men toward righteousness is made a prey. Scripture says, whoever will seek to save his life or his pride, how he appears before men, if he finds that so important. Whoever seeks to save his life, in other words, my brothers and sisters, whoever would renounce the truth that he might survive before men. Scripture says, whoever seeks to save his life should lose it. Whoever should lose his life for the sake of the gospel, he said, will gain life eternal. Who will understand? My brothers and sisters, that quite frankly, in the early centuries, many chose to compromise. Scripture says that's the condemnation of the world. Not a bad example, my brothers and sisters. The Most High told me directly, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, perverse, silence, and destroy. He sends true prophets to speak what others would not. How many of you, my brothers and sisters, will humble yourself enough to ask the Most High directly whether or not the words you've heard from me are true? Here, my brothers and sisters, men, after alternate worldly constructs, have sought to be complicit with corrupt social orientations, sought to be complicit with control mechanisms of men. What does Scripture say about the mark of the beast? None able to buy or sell unless he... How about compromise after the ways of the nations? What do you think Greco-Roman or Roman Catholic Church's excommunications were? Men didn't walk according to what they felt was right according to the ruler or the pope? They were not allowed any viability in society. And our brothers and sisters, not to be allowed any viability in society, would be stripped from all that's necessary to physically survive. This is what Rome did for centuries, brothers and sisters. Even for nearly a millennia. From the time they declared the Roman Church. And before. Until the schism of the Protestant Reformation. But my brothers and sisters, in the Protestant Reformation, they still, what had happened? Men sought to establish their national churches. Still not the gospel. Still not the expectation of one who would approve them all. Still creating ambitious contentions among the rulers. Wasn't the gospel. Men have been misled, my brothers and sisters, of the provocation of the rulers to believe in fulfilling the will and the desires of the flesh, and therefore have not been complete unto the purposes of Yah. Not been true to the word according to divine purpose. A world soon understanding that it has been under wickedly lawless social misorientations catering only to the selfish ambitions of men. Well, because of the wrath the Most High will put upon all nations, we'll finally know to seek Yah, even the Father, that men might come to him whom Yah is surnamed, even given his own name. That unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance to the glory of Yah, his Father. I repeat again, a multitude of rulers teaching men that their purpose is a function under various
90 seconds.
It has not been the preaching of the gospel of peace. It has not been the preaching of faith. Without faith, it's not possible to please Yah. So how many of my brothers and sisters will finally understand that being taught the gospel of the one called Shiloh, the Kurdi, and been taught this word, and you haven't found this word. You really need to let everybody know about it. And finding this word, my brothers and sisters, you find the way.
60 seconds.
You find the path, my brothers and sisters, that few are found upon. That few find. And few, my brothers and sisters, walk upon to finally at last reach the goal. Because there is no other way. I thank the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for every ear that he brings near, to his might, to his honor, to his reign, to his rule, to his praise always. I thank the Most High again for every ear that he brings near.